Good day and welcome to this audio cast. My name is Ashok Mulu. Soil transmitted helminthiasis, also known as intestinal worm infection, is the most common type of parasitic infection in the world. Infection is caused by three main species of worms, commonly known as roundworms, hookworms, and whipworms. An estimated 2.3 billion people risk infection in tropical and subtropical regions of Africa, the Americas, China, and East Asia. Soil-transmitted helminthiasis occurs mainly due to lack of sanitation in regions exposed to poverty. Infection is caused by the ingestion of eggs from contaminated soil or by active penetration of the skin by larvae in the soil. People who get infected carry parasite eggs in their feces, and in areas where there are no latrine systems, the soil and water around the village or community becomes contaminated with feces containing the worm eggs. Intestinal worm infection produces a wide range of symptoms, which include intestinal manifestations such as diarrhea, abdominal pain, general malaise, and weakness that usually affect working and learning capacities and impair physical growth, particularly in children. Dr. Antonio Montresor is medical officer at WHO headquarters in Geneva.
There are millions of children infected in all tropical and subtropical countries with soil-transmitted helminth. Treatment is so cheap. With $1 we can treat more than 50 children, and even the distribution is very, very simple. We can use the school, we can use the vaccination campaign. That I think is unacceptable and even immoral to leave so many children untreated when we have so simple intervention to provide to them.
Soil-transmitted helminthiasis is known to cause the greatest burden of infectious diseases in developing countries, where very often worm control is not a health priority. Peter Hortes is research professor at the George Washington University and president of Sabin Vaccine Institute.
The intestinal worm infections, which are also known as the soil-transmitted helminth infections, diseases such as ascariasis, trichuriasis, and hookworm infection, it turns out are among the most common infections of the poorest people worldwide. You talk about a group of people known as the bottom billion, the world's poorest people who live on no money. These are the most common infections of the bottom billion. The great challenge of the soil-transmitted helminth infections is they not only cause profound physical disease, because they are among the leading causes of growth stunting and reductions in physical fitness, but they also affect childhood cognition, childhood memory, childhood school performance, and school attendance.
Treatment is cost-effective and can be administered on a large scale, covering different types of worm infections at one and the same time. For the past 6 years, WHO and its partners have focused on preventive treatment, also referred as preventive chemotherapy, as an innovative public health tool. Dr. Lorenzo Savioli is Director, Department of Neglected Tropical Diseases at WHO in Geneva.
Preventive anti-helminthic chemotherapy, as we call it, defines the large-scale use of extremely safe, cost-effective, and mostly single-dose, sometimes single tablets, to treat intestinal or other worms. Due to the safety profile of these treatments, there is no need of individually identifying people with infection, especially in areas or groups like children at high risk or with high prevalence of these infections. This approach, similar to large-scale vaccination, has revolutionized the opportunity to save millions of lives, improving the livelihood of women and children and workers in poor countries.
The target for WHO is to achieve deworming and treatment of up to 75% of all school-age children in each endemic country by 2010. Tremendous progress have been made, and many countries have achieved more than 75% of deworming among school-age children.